There may be a new explanation for Alzheimer's disease. Researchers think they've discovered precisely what damages brain cells and causes memory loss in people who have Alzheimer's. Brain scientists will present the latest evidence at the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience this week in Washington. And we have more this morning from NPR's John Hamilton.
For decades now, scientists have known that the brains of people with Alzheimer's have plaques made of a protein called amyloid beta. So it's been tempting to assume that these plaques actually cause memory loss. But Dennis Selko of Harvard University says the problem with that assumption is that many people without symptoms of Alzheimer's also have plaques.
People who are still going out on errands and making change at the checkout counter and doing everything quite properly, and then they die of some other condition, a heart attack or an accident, and they have quite a lot of amyloid plaques in their brain. So how could it be that amyloid plaques then are causing the disease?
Selko and other scientists have been looking for another explanation. They knew it couldn't be plaques, which are made up of millions of amyloid beta proteins joined together, and they knew that single proteins on their own didn't do any harm. So they started looking to see whether it was small clusters of amyloid beta proteins doing the damage. Selko's team got some of these clusters from people with Alzheimer's disease who had died. They injected the clusters of two or three proteins into the brains of rats, rats trained to avoid dark areas of their cages.
When you inject the doublets and triplets of A-beta into the rat and put the rat back in the cage, now it forgets that it's not a smart idea to go in the dark.
The clusters had produced symptoms a lot like those of Alzheimer's disease. So if clusters are the problem, shouldn't it be possible to treat Alzheimer's by getting rid of them? Surprisingly, human trials of drugs that do this are already underway. The drugs were actually developed to go after the old enemy, amyloid plaques. Fortunately, they work on any form of amyloid beta, including small clusters. They do this using antibodies that seek out and neutralize these proteins. And Selko, who is part of a company that makes one of the drugs, says the approach seems to work.
There's good evidence in animals and now actually in humans, in patients with typical Alzheimer's who've been treated with antibodies, that the amyloid plaques and the smaller forms can be successfully removed. Now the question remains, does that help the patient's memory and thinking?
So far, it's not clear. But studies in animals are quite encouraging. At the Society for Neuroscience meeting, Donna Wilcock of Duke University presented a study of mice that develop symptoms very much like those of Alzheimer's patients. Wilcock says the study tested a vaccine that causes the body to produce antibodies against all forms of amyloid beta.
In very much the same way you get a measles vaccine when you're a child, which allows you to make antibodies to the measles, and you're immune to that then. The vaccine works the same way.
Wilcock says all the mice had memory and learning problems when the study began. Then some got the vaccine, while others got a placebo.
The ones that got the active vaccination showed a reversal of that deficit, and so they were indistinguishable from normal mice.
Study results expected in the next year or two could make it clear whether Alzheimer's can be halted or reversed in people. John Hamilton, NPR News.